Part of mindfulness practice is exploring the relationship between awareness and our life, awareness and our experience. And that's a relationship that shifts and changes in different circumstances. And to be interested, what is that relationship? Many times in our life we're quite caught up in concerns and ideas and events and experiences. And there's not much awareness. But when we do become aware, when we know that what's happening, how are we aware? What are some of the qualities of being aware? And what's the relationship between awareness and what we're experiencing? At the beginning of a retreat here, we often start with mindfulness of breathing, partly because breathing is a place to stabilize the mind, steady the mind in the present moment. Coming back to the simple rhythm of breathing in and out is a very significant activity to do. Come back, begin again. Don't be lost in thought. Wake up with this breath, and then steadying oneself on the breath. At some point, the experiences of the body become more predominant, more compelling. And then rather than struggling with trying to stay with the breathing, whereas the body is wanting attention, asking for attention, you can let go of breathing and bring awareness to the experiences of your body. The body is one of the important meditation halls, temples for practice. Your experience of your body is not incidental or distraction or detour from the real practice. The body is really the home of practice. And then how are we aware of the body? What's the relationship between awareness and the body? When does awareness help us be intimate with the body, our physical experience? And when does awareness help us to be independent of whatever is happening? So we're not entangled with it or reactive to it. How do we use awareness? Sometimes people will be pushing, probing, straining to be aware. Other times people are reluctant, pulled back, recoiling. What is awareness like? And what are the ways of being aware of the body? So I'd like to guide you through a little exercise. Some of you have done this before, but I think it's always a new discovery. An exercise that explores the ways that might be possible to be aware of your body, bodily experiences. So as you're sitting here, bring your attention, your awareness, into your right hand. And take a few moments to feel the sensations of your right hand. palm of the hand. The back of the hand. The fingers. And perhaps there's sensations of coolness and warmth. Pressure, heaviness, lightness. Hardness and softness. Pulsing, tingling, vibration. Let yourself be aware of the sensations of your right hand. And as you do so, notice how you're aware. Are you aware with reluctance or with eagerness? Are you aware from the control tower in the head, kind of thinking about it? Or are you sensing it? With the sensations being sensed and felt in the hand itself. Does awareness feel removed from the sensations, observing them? Or is it more like awareness and sensations are almost the same, where the sensing arises with the sensations? As you feel the sensations of your right hand, can you just allow them to be as they are without any interpretations or comments or ideas? Kind of like free-floating sensations that arise and pass. Allowing the hands, sensations of the hand to be just as they are. No need for them to be different. But letting those sensations come into awareness as if they have permission to be present in your awareness. And now bring your awareness to some sensation in your body that feels uncomfortable. And let your awareness be in that area of the body where the discomfort is, in the same way that you allowed your awareness to be in the hand. Or if your awareness is different now, how is it different? Has the awareness gotten more constricted or resistant, more impatient, more worried? Or might it be possible to relax and let awareness just explore and feel the area of discomfort in the same way that you felt the hand. Not focusing on thoughts and reactions to it, but being interested to be right there, to sense the sensations, to allow them to be there just as they are, as if they have permission to be there. It's okay. Are there judgments or commentary or evaluations about any of this that interferes with simple awareness of an area of discomfort? And as you're aware of this area, what happens to the sensations? Do they shift or change? Get stronger or weaker? And now bring your awareness to the area of your body where you usually experience breathing. And similar to how you're aware of the sensations of your hand, become aware of the sensations that are in the area where you usually feel breathing. Notice how you're aware. Has the nature of your awareness shifted from the other two places? Is there any tightening or straining, or is there any letting up or relaxing? Relying on old habits of being aware. And if you allow the awareness of the breathing to be one of the sensations connected to breathing, the shifting and changing sensations, noticing those change, noticing how the changing sensations ripple through the field of awareness. Physical experience of breathing in is a different experience, different sensations than that of exhaling. Does awareness of breathing feel steady, or does it feel unsteady? If you're involved in thoughts, see if you can simply let go of your thoughts, and in letting go of them, letting go into the experience of your body breathing. Gently, lovingly steadying yourself on breathing, letting your awareness grow or expand or settle on breathing. But if some other sensation arises in the body that's more compelling than experience of breathing, and you can let go of your breathing and settle your awareness on these other sensations of your body, so that becomes a locus, that becomes the place of practice, the place where awareness meets experience, where awareness steadies itself on experience. And when the body sensations are no longer compelling, you can return to your breathing. How is your awareness now? In what way are you being aware? What is the relationship between your awareness and your experience?